All right. Well, I guess we have to start.
Just kidding. Seems so excited.
I know. I know. Wow. No, I'm very excited, actually. I always love concluding a game. Yeah. But that means we got another game coming.
That's true.
All right. So, sort of just brief thoughts on, you know, what you guys thought of the game overall, without getting into your final thoughts yet. We'll do that at the end.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Overall, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
It was a lot better playing on a controller than on the keyboard and mouse. So.
See, I played on the keyboard and mouse the whole time. I couldn't get either of my controllers to work, so I just went with it. I know. You're telling me.
Yeah, even with the controller, like, I found some of the, you know, it was kind of hard to, like, I don't know, get into, like, you know, into certain paths or something. Like, they wouldn't go until you were just the right spot to get through them.
Yes.
So my issue was, last week or the week before when I started playing this, I had pulled something in my left hand. I don't know what happened, but... I then went and played Oxenfree for 2 hours, and my hand was killing me, yet I couldn't stop. So then I stopped.
Were you possessed?
I must have been. So I stopped, and I'm like, I got to that point, and I'm like, oh, good, now I can finally rest my hand. And I went to bed, and I woke up, and I was so close to going to the ER because my hand was killing me so much.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
What the heck did you do?
I have no idea.
Carpal tunnel?
No. I must have, like, pulled something when I was crawling around on the floor doing my job or something.
Why are you crawling around on the floor?
I'm in IT. There's a lot of crawling involved.
Either an IT or an exterminator.
Yeah.
Explaining how you hurt your hand. Well, I was playing this.
Yeah.
Makes for a heck of a worker's comp claim.
Yeah, but it's all better now. But I was afraid to play Oxenfree on the keyboard again, so I made sure I had my Xbox 360 USB controller, so I wouldn't re-injure myself.
I feel like we're in the geriatric chat room here. Discussing, like, let's just have an entire show discussing Ubidoob's medical issues.
Well, I broke down a while back, and I bought a Logitech, you ever see them, the X13, the gamer pads?
Oh, yes,
I have.
They're really nice, because it has a joystick that you can map to the, you know, WSDE.
Yeah, okay.
So that works really well for the movement, and then you have, like, 25 keys you can map that are right at your fingertips.
That's really okay.
I have a Steam controller, too, but there are times where it's just a pain to set up and configure for some games.
Yeah.
So...
Well, as riveted as I am by this conversation, I think we should probably move on.
Yeah.
No, so we kind of left off where we were kind of heading back into the area where the tower is, and to kind of regroup with everybody. And so there's the little rivalry there. You kind of witness an argument between Ren and Jonah. And they're kind of bickering about, you know, who's the better man, I guess. But there's that part where you get to choose who to take with you. I'm just curious who chose who.
I chose to not go with Jonah by accident.
I think I did the same thing, too.
I picked Ren on purpose.
I picked Jonas because I'd been with him the whole time.
That's what I did. Yeah, and to me, like, he was... I didn't know too much about Nona, and I just did not want to spend the entire time with Ren, so, yeah.
Can you take Nona?
Yes.
She was an option.
Any of the three.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I took Nona because I wasn't with her any of the time, so I figured, this might be a good opportunity to see what's going on.
See, I would have done that too, because I barely knew her, who she was.
Also, I thought Ren would want to spend time alone with her. I don't know why he was kind of a jerk about it, because he
wants to date her.
So I was like, why are you being a jerk about me setting you up with, like, half an hour with this girl?
Seriously. Alone.
I know. Desperate situation.
Could be our last night on Earth.
No.
So I know this is completely off topic. Oh boy. I mean, it's on topic, but not with the conversation right now, but I just need to bring it up. And I want to know how Chris got into my game.
Oh, yeah.
What? Who?
I forgot to reply to that. So apparently I showed up in Chris Stanton's credits at the end of the game.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you showed up in a mirror in my game.
Did I?
You did. Yeah, it was towards... I wrote it down. It was, yeah, it was when there was something that appeared in a mirror, I think in the second floor... I think in the second floor of the house or something, and it was a ghost, and that might have been it, but it was a ghost in the mirror, and then above it was a text, and I was like, what is that? And I squinted my eyes, and it said, TV Guy 26. And I was like...
That's me.
What the heck? Oh. What's going on?
Yeah.
It really confused me.
Yeah, I think that it must just take, like, the friends who have played it with you. Yeah,
it seems like it.
Plug them in randomly for fun, which I think is really clever. I don't think I noticed that with any of you guys in my game. I wouldn't have been paying attention, though.
Sure, loner.
I don't know who, what Alder is. Ghost Alex is me, but Alder, what is
Adler.
Alder?
Adler. Probably because it was in the Adler house, I think.
Oh.
I
think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got my name because I don't have any friends on
Steam. You got your own name?
Yeah, I got my own name.
That's pathetic.
I'm appearing in a mirror. What's
the thing is, though, it's like, I don't even know who these other two people are. Like, King of the Losers and Loudwing?
Yeah. Oh, that's so weird. I didn't... Wow. Huh.
Yeah.
King of the Losers. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's like a random Steam user or something. Yeah.
Names people come up with, man, sometimes.
Whew. But anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
What did you guys think of that whole rivalry with Jonas and Ren? Do you think there was any validity to the whole thing?
I thought it was kind of ridiculous. I mean, Jonas is her stepbrother, and it would just be weird if anything happened.
I don't know, man. They're not blood.
They're not blood, but that's still true. It's just like...
That's very true.
Yeah, I don't know.
They are teen boys. And, true. You know, teens, boys or girls, are kind of ridiculous anyways, in most cases. And I don't think... I didn't take it as... I mean, you know, I mean, he was just... I mean, I think that's part of Rin's personality to kind of be, like, to be wanting to be the center of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so because, you know, he's Alex's friend, because he's not the center of her world and she's not, like, willing to spend all this time with him, you know, that's what he was miffed about. I didn't take it as, like, a, you know, an interest sort of thing, but, you know, just that he wanted to be the attention of Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was just off, kind of off the topic sort of thing. Like, where's this coming from? And, you know, what does this, you know, I mean, other two, you know, I don't know. I didn't really see what it had to do with anything in the game, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think what maybe the part of what they were going for is just they were trying to show maybe how irrational they were becoming with the whole situation. Okay. You know, they were kind of scared and not thinking straight, maybe. I don't know.
It's a good point.
Thought. Your thoughts?
Did anybody... this is... When we first got back into the game, I think just after you discover the... after the tower scene, when you decide to go two separate ways, with Nona, I went entirely in the wrong direction.
Oh my gosh.
Just to visit all the spots where we were, and sure enough, did anybody come up with the new anomalies now have audio with them? Like there's an audio that goes with the anomaly now.
Oh, you mean the triangles?
No, not the triangles, the stones.
Oh, the stones, right. I've always heard audio with them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just would get... No, not like voices and stuff.
Yeah, there's like a voice and then some other little dialogue yeah. or something with it.
Yeah, in fact, that was one thing I was wanting to ask, is that I came across one right after the game started. I don't know if it was before or after the tower scene, but the comm tower, but it was a rock, and it mentioned Alex's name.
Yeah.
Like, it was a guy talking about information about, oh, it was about the, how the settlers, or not, yeah, the people that came to the island killed all the ethnics that were
originally creepy.
On the island.
Yeah.
And it said something like, it was really creepy, like, saying that they were just, like, cleansing the ground or something by killing them all. And then towards the end, it mentioned her name.
Yeah, didn't it? Creepy. It's like you're a part of us now, Alex, or something yes. like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like that was just really creepy.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Hmm. Yeah, I did notice that, Franco. Did you get any good ones? Any good?
No, I think I got everything. What everything got, but it was just the first half of the game. I didn't get, or maybe I didn't stay at the rock long enough to hear the voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think the first half, I got a couple that mentioned something about, like memories of, like, one was a memory of Jonas, and one was a memory of Alex, and there were a couple other ones, but, yeah. Yeah, they're very interesting.
Hmm. There's definitely a lot going on there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Easter eggs to find.
Sure. So I guess we just talked about that, actually. The next question was about
the ones.
You already talked about that.
How about how many people backtracked for the Adler notes? And I found it, at first I was really getting into that, and then it's like, whether, you know, the part where you get the frequency right, the letter is right there, so half the time you find the letter before you even, hear the message.
True.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I found one.
One?
Yeah, the notes from Adler.
I found six.
Well, I mean, you know, I wasn't really... I wasn't going really, back for them, Franco.
You weren't really trying, I know.
I wasn't really trying, thanks. Yes, exactly.
I was casually trying, and I did find a few. A couple of those... the audio cues from the radio from that give you those the information about going to the light or to the graves. That did actually help because I heard that ahead of time, and so I was actually keeping an eye out. And when I saw the gravestones, I was like, oh, I should get closer to that.
Yeah. Oh.
And it worked. It did its job.
Interesting.
I thought it was just going to be much more important than just finding the letter. You know, I'm sitting there with a notepad writing down all the clues. And yeah. All right, does this spell something different? Do I have to skip over the letters?
Oh. That's funny.
Some OP, Franco.
Yeah, I did have to write down some of those riddles that they were talking about in the when they spell out the military call signs.
Yeah.
I was like, I know I studied these for a reason.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm kind of lame, nerdy like that. I like learned military call signs for whatever reason. You never know.
It's the phonetic alphabet.
For a time such as this.
It was all for Oxenfree, Chris.
It was.
Moments.
Yep.
Those moments in your life have led up to this, to the moments that you played Oxenfree.
Don't you know it.
And what your did that accomplish? Your life is
on the right path.
It is. That's a good sign.
That, you get to know what Whiskey Tango Foxtrot means.
Exactly.
And now I can spell antique in the phonetic alphabet.
There you go.
Wow. Okay, now, that's, yeah.
Is that too much?
Yeah, it's getting. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry.
Oh.
Yes, Franco.
I was on Steam.
Uh-huh.
And I have to go quick pull it up. Somebody actually decoded the Mars code.
What Mars code?
Mars from the code? Game?
On the radio, yeah.
Oh, yes, oh, Mars code. Show.
Oh, that was bugging me.
So well, what was it?
Hold on, I gotta get the...
Oh, you should have had that ready.
Someone decoded the Morse code.
It should have been your screensaver, Franco.
Hold on, I gotta find it.
Should have opened with that argument.
Yeah, exactly.
forgot what I saved it as. Barnes, where is it? It was a link for, there he is, link for Oxenfree video. Okay, hopefully this will work. If not, I'll look like a total idiot.
Well, while you're looking, we can, gosh, if that's okay.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm just looking, Steph, did you want to kind of talk about the next point there, the possession yes. scene?
Yeah, what were your thoughts on Clarissa's possession scene and of her accusing Alex of killing Michael?
Without going into the ending, I think the game, I couldn't quite figure out, the whole game, why Clarissa was coming out as such a negative represented character. And it's like, are they pushing me away from Clarissa? You know, when you get to that decision point, it's like, geez, you've...
Yeah. I felt the same way.
It's just like, you're pushing me in one direction on this person, and you're not telling me why, she blames, Alex for her death, but without giving you any reason why, Alex was responsible. Besides, obviously, going swimming.
Well, I think, yes, it's overdramatic for her to blame Alex for that, but I think, to some people, that's rational thought. And I think it's, I've kind of heard of people kind of blaming someone for, a death just because that they were there. You know what I mean? And so, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, I think to some people that would be, and especially to a teenager who is obviously, I'm sure that the death probably really tore Clarissa up because she seemed almost like a different person in the flashback, or in the first flashback. And, so it obviously changed her. And so I just took it as, it seemed like something her character would do.
Yeah. I found it kind of odd because the time travel back, it was like a completely different person. And the Clarissa that we got to see at the very beginning, she just seemed like she was always like that. So it was kind of weird to see a different side of her. Mm. And it was, it was just really weird and interesting to see how something like that can affect someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of impacted by it a little bit. I felt like it was, one of the reasons I added it into the discussion points is because I thought it was kind of impactful, it was a possession scene, but we saw, like you guys said, we saw her accuse her of the death even when she wasn't possessed and kind of just lashing out and kind of blaming her for it, which I think is a little extreme. I've never witnessed that in my life. You see it in the movies all the time. I don't know if that's something. I feel like it's a really awful thing to do to someone, unless you deliberately murder them. Right. Why you would blame them for someone else's death? So I was kind of like, oh, is this believable or whatever? But yeah, I think it worked well within the context of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was okay.
I felt that it was a little bit over-exaggerated.
Yeah. That's fair to say.
I think that maybe they were trying to do that on purpose to really push us to feel a certain way with that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't feel that it was extremely natural. But, if they had a point to it, it did its point. It made me think that she was a terrible person.
Yeah.
Yeah. That plot point right there didn't drive to me that she was a terrible person. To me, it just showed how hurt she was, because she wouldn't be lashing out with blame like that unless she was hurt by the situation. And I have seen, I haven't seen it in the case of blaming someone for murdering someone or being responsible for someone's death, but I have seen people blame, witness people blame, you know, kind of big life issues or in something, you know, silly, you know, that one person, you know, one person said to another, well, you said that to that person, and so they, you know, became really depressed. You know what I mean? Like, so, I didn't take it as her being a terrible person. I just took it as her being hurt.
Still a pretty awful thing to say to someone, though, you know?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
For any excuse. Someone's getting busted.
Getting swatted, maybe?
Popo.
Yeah, who's getting swatted?
That's
I will not. I'm always afraid of getting swatted, being, if I'm being honest. This is confession. Wow. This is a safe place, right? Yes. I talk a lot of smack.
Yeah.
On, like, Rocket League and stuff. Just saying.
And I know where you live.
I know. I'm just afraid of some, like, disgruntled 14-year-old, like, with better interneting skills than me. You know, just, like, sending a SWAT team to my house.
Well, maybe you shouldn't talk smack, Chris.
Well, where's the fun in that?
Maybe there's a lesson to be learned here, and you're just not listening to yourself.
Key word there is maybe. Though,
so. Yes.
All right. Well, speaking of Michael, though, yeah. Speaking of Michael, there wasn't really a lot. I think even the flashbacks, correct me if you guys feel differently, but I feel like even in the flashbacks, there wasn't a ton of backstory on him. There wasn't like a ton of character development. And even when the parts where I almost equivalent, like, you guys have all seen the movie Up, right?
Oh, yes. God, yes.
I mean, how incredibly, like, powerful that opening sequence is when you don't even know the characters yet.
Yeah.
And you're borderline on tears after seeing
What do you mean, borderline? Borderline. You're like a baby.
Thank you, Mason. Maybe
if you're me, you're borderline. If you're normal, you might be crying. So.
Oh, thanks.
There you go. So. But I think that's what To the Moon did so successfully, is it had this, like, way of just sucking you in immediately, and you already were connected. And this game, I think, tried to do that, but Michael, I mean, I wasn't really sad. You know, I didn't feel anything for him. I barely knew him. And with the flashbacks, I don't think did him a lot of justice.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the flashback scenes a little bit. I mean, do you guys feel differently at all?
No, I agree. I felt that it did not really give any kind of good connection between Alex and Michael. It was just enough to see her, you know, as you try to play through her character, that she's happy to be able to see him again, to try to, you know, talk a little bit. I didn't really feel any more than just the sense of Alex having one more chance to spend a little time with him, and just to be freaked out that it's happening at all. There really wasn't much character development at all. You know, but at least it was something, you know. But yeah, it wasn't very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it felt like it was more closure for Alex than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, more for the character than the player or observer, you know.
Yeah, the more I, you know, went back and forth on those dialogue options and stuff, it's like, I don't know enough about Michael to know what to say to him, you know? It's,
exactly.
And as it turns out, you know, what you say to him makes a big deal.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, well, that was the other, you know, the small annoyance with the game is you have such short time with those dialogue options.
I know.
And you find out later on that they're very crucial to what happens at the end of the game, and it's like, please give me some more time.
And that's what kind of came up last week, and I didn't want to spoil anything, because they do kind of give you this, like, outline at the end that I did not see that coming, like, with all the things, like, you chose this and that, and I was like, what? I did?
Yeah.
When did I do that?
Yeah, I don't remember even doing some of the things that they said I did.
You end up picking an option which you thought was totally neutral.
Exactly.
Checked in with Mike. I was going neutral. All right, do what you want. If you want to, you know, you want to go to school, that's great, you know? And that, you know, that turns out to be a rather bad response.
I know. Crazy. Any other thoughts on that? That whole storyline in general?
Yeah, it needed more backstory, yeah.
Did anybody here manage to bring him back to life? Because I went and read about it after the fact that that's possible, but I didn't do it.
I did, but I had no idea how I did it.
No way.
Because you're actually going back in time, so if you tell him not to leave town, he won't drown.
Yeah, how are you supposed to know that?
You don't know it until you look online later.
That's what I did.
No, I didn't know that. That's why we keep you around.
Mind.
I'm sure me and Chris did the same thing. As soon as you finished, we went immediately to the forums and said, all right, where did I screw up?
Interesting. Pretty much. No, that's cool, though. I didn't know that.
You can save Michael, and you can lose Jonas at the same time.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because the only reason why Alex's parents are divorced is because Michael died. So they don't get divorced if Michael doesn't die, and then Jonas' mother never marries whoever.
Ceases to exist, huh?
Yeah, what happened with me, though, was that Jonas' father moved to that town, and Ren takes Jonas with him to the island.
That's interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
I have no idea how I did any of this. But that's just
that's what I was with the dialogue options. You're like, I'm not quite sure what I said.
Yeah, because it's like you don't have time to think and choose what you want to say. So it's like you're just clicking on whatever you have available at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's actually, you guys all raised good points. I felt like I was a little bit let down by that because the whole choice thing, it just felt like I had to rush through it. And then also sometimes I just wouldn't get one in time and it would disappear, just default or whatever, you know.
So I was watching the developer's diary and the co-creator.
Yeah, you guys are way more into it than me.
We obviously need to step up our game, Chris.
Yeah, clearly.
Well, the only reason why I did that was because
there's no grades in this class. You realize that, right, guys?
At the end, there was like a sign up for the create a Skybound account, and you'll get a free EP of the music.
Oh, that's cool.
So I was like, all right, I did that, and then I'm on the site, and at the very bottom, there's this YouTube video with the part one of the developer diary, and the co-creator, he seems like a very manic person, and basically he said that he wanted to just create a walking, talking game where, like, you really don't have a lot of time to just... So basically what he wanted was, he didn't want a game where... Like, you're walking and you have to stand there and wait for the conversation to be over. He wants it to be like a free-flowing conversation. But, in a way, with that, it kind of ruins it because you have to constantly interrupt these people. Otherwise, you lose out on an option.
Right.
So
I noticed that sometimes that when it was story-driven, you couldn't interrupt them.
Yes, yep.
So I kind of just had to... I ended up waiting for the conversations to break anyway. So his method didn't really work.
You know, I don't really mind. I kind of minded that there wasn't a lot of time, you know, as a gamer to reply, you know, to pick the choice that, you know, after thinking about it. But, you know, in a way, I didn't really mind it because it is very, I mean, to me, it seemed very natural, you know, because you're not going to just stand around and, you know, listen to a couple people just talk about stuff usually. You know, if you want to say something about, you know, say something, you have to kind of interject and interrupt them anyways.
Right.
I just wish that they gave you just like 2 to 3 more seconds before the options faded away.
Yeah, me too.
So.
It's kind of like game chat. We just like interrupt each other like all the time.
What?
Exactly. We're very used to it.
I still actually really like it. I think that even though it's frustrating and you sometimes pick the one you don't want or you don't pick one at all, it does keep that whole sense of conversation and that momentum really fluid.
Yeah.
And at no point are you just waiting to figure something out. And I think it does. It feels exactly like you're talking about where if you're going to say something, you have to interrupt. And that's very natural. And there's a sacrifice to that where you may lose a little bit of dialogue that was going on right when you interject. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not even just picking what you want. It's kind of timing it so that you can get the most of what you're listening to just before you cut them off. And it's then just art. Have to accept it.
But, skill.
Yeah. Keeps it moving.
There you go.
And to add to the obscurity awards,
there
is an achievement for not saying anything.
Oh, wow.
At all. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder what happens then. I really don't know.
I have a feeling people would just get mad at you at that point.
There's an achievement.
That's a weird achievement.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she doesn't respond by default anyway, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she's just quiet. And they just keep blabbing. They're just like, well...
Oh my gosh, they blab.
Especially Ren. Right.
Ren is like, I mean, I wanted to stuff a freaking sock in his mouth. I mean, there were reasons I didn't take him places because of that. And I couldn't...
That's pretty much why I didn't take him, because he was... Yeah.
Shut up.
Actually, we took Ren, and he was the... It was the quietest he'd ever
been. Wow.
Oh, wow.
We thought the game was broken because we were walking around from this area and it's like, he's still not saying anything. Did we do something wrong? Or should we be talking right now? Should we be waiting for him to say something? And yeah, it's just like, okay, he's just following along.
Ren gets quiet. Retrospective.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably scared out of his mind.
You know. Yeah. How much time did you guys waste walking in the wrong direction at any point?
I used the map.
Yeah, because you warned us last session.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you guys didn't fall into my horrible fate.
No, even with the map, it's still a little tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there was...
Yeah, map. I backtracked once.
Yeah, there was one part where I was supposed to go... I had to go to Main Street, and I ended up going the wrong direction because I didn't take the... I went left instead of right. So I just had to backtrack slightly.
Zigged instead of zagged, huh?
Yes.
Hate when that happens.
I know.
Yeah, I noticed that, like, there's several ways to get to some places. And if you just pretty much see that, those fields are, like, the main crossroad to anywhere, pretty much. But I kind of wish that, like, if you were going the wrong way, the guys would be like, hey, you're going the wrong way.
Nice, yeah.
I don't really think they cared.
I know a million games that do that, though. That would be like, hey, this doesn't look like the right direction.
Yeah, yeah.
It would have taken them three... I mean, they had these people record these novels. Why can't they have you say one more sentence to help you find your way?
So that's the other thing, too. The other co-director, founder, whatever, he worked for Telltale, and he said that Telltale would go by lines, line count. So, like, Walking Dead had, I think he said, like, 2,000 lines, whereas the script for this game had 1,200 pages.
Whoa. Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it's impressive, but it's also crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
It definitely brought some real life feeling to the game.
It did.
Like, yeah.
We all have that friend who won't shut up.
Yeah.
You know, I think that was kind of cool. But it was all, the dialogue was very natural. It did feel natural. It felt real. Yeah. So it was fine.
And the voice actors.
Yeah, it was just points where you couldn't get a word in.
Yeah. So how did you guys respond when Jonas had a chance to talk to his dead mother?
I'd let him.
Same here. Going by the hint in the mirror from previously, as I said, Great. Yeah, I gotta let her do everything I can to connect him with his mom.
Yeah.
Now, question, because I did the same thing I said. I allowed it because he's like, can I talk to my mom? And you can say yes, right? And then that's when you kind of pass out, right?
Right. I was waiting for a reveal. I'm like...
Right, so you guys didn't see what happened, right?
No!
So, like, there was a brief flash of, like, a park with, like, a bench and everything.
Yeah, like, just one frame.
Yeah, it was just one frame really quick, and then it was over, and you were waking back up.
interesting.
Yeah.
See, I was waiting for that part the whole game. That comes in like the first quarter of your gameplay, and you're like, oh, this is cool. What is this all about? And then nothing comes from it.
Yeah, it's like an unfulfilled promise. It's like,
yeah.
You baited the hook on this, and you didn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things that were unexplained in this game.
Yeah.
I still don't know if I understand what the heck was happening. I do and I don't, you know.
Are you supposed to?
Dun dun.
I have a theory, but I'll save it till the end.
All right. Yeah, we'll talk about our theories because that's going to be coming up. Yeah, I mean it's a interesting theme. I mean, you know, it's funny. I mean, without getting too far into theology and beliefs here, I mean. In a video game, I was like, yeah, sure, talk to your dead mother. But in real life, I would never suggest that.
Yeah.
It's interesting to me how, you know, I can quickly switch that off and not worry about it. I mean, to me, this is just fantasy. It's not a big deal. But I think that there's also a bit of a drop of worldview in this game, talking about, you know, possession and dealing with the dead, and that's something that's very real in our culture, and people do experiment with that stuff and EVPs, and I think it's something to certainly do your own research on. But yeah, I don't know, just interesting to me how it's done very sort of tongue in cheek and playfully, yet be a bit diabolical. I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Any other thoughts on that?
Yeah, I imagine. Well, I don't know if I would take the opportunity if presented, because it's like, man, that would really go squirrely in your head. You know, it's it's like, do I want to? Do I want not want to?
Right.
You know, what does it mean? You know, and all that. It's like, yike.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that Jonas actually like brings up faith at one point. And he's like, what do you think of that? And like he mentions that his parents were Methodists and everything. It was just a really interesting moment. And it felt a little bit shoehorned in, I wasn't exactly sure, because they just sort of say it and then leave it.
Yeah.
But it was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I vaguely remember that. I remember feeling the same way.
You know, I got the feeling that it was kind of more of almost like a believable conversation, though, because I would think that if people were put into this type of situation, that, you know, they may start questioning their beliefs and their faith and all that stuff. Yeah. And, you know, they might just bring it up just as a kind of try and relieve the stress and the tension of just like, you know, trying to get your thoughts and feelings out there and justifying, you know, what's happening to you, and that in the end it's all going to be okay type of thing. Right. So,
It's also, you know, that's a good point, because that makes me think about also the mindset they were in at that very point was, we might not get out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're thinking, they might die, you know?
Yeah. And that's what, you know, and even, you know, cause it's Jonas who brings it up, and that's what, that's kind of what Jonas was saying, you know, was that, you know, he said having that, or, you know, he was like, I don't believe it, something like in all of it, but there are aspects of it that I find really comforting, especially in times like this. And then it wasn't too soon after that, or right before that, that he started telling Alex, you know, he said it would have been fun for us to live together our senior year of high school.
Yep.
As brother and sister, and then, you know, Alex was kind of reprimanding him and being like, you know, don't say would have, you know, we are, you know, it's going to be a fun year.
Right, right.
So he was kind of in that mindset of, we might not make it out of this.
I guess it depends on how you responded, because can't you respond to him in a different way?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you guys are all half cup full kind of people then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Hey, what? I did. I responded the same way.
a full cup. I go with a full cup.
Full cup. There full is cup.
No half cups for me.
So it's not even half full. It's full actually cups. Full.
There is
full
no cups. Cup.
So if it's full empty, it'd be full empty as well.
No, an engineer will tell you the cup is too big.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate engineer comebacks. They're the worst.
I need a bigger joke. A bigger cup.
Bigger. All right, well, anyways. Sorry. Okay. So let's talk about the ghosts, where you kind of have this crescendo with them, and it's kind of this showdown, you know, this face-off of they're basically taunting you, saying, look, you can leave. There's the door. We want Clarissa. We're going to take your friends. What'd you guys do?
I'm curious. I immediately said, take Clarissa. I'm done.
Did you really?
Like, I was just like, take her.
Damn, dude.
Like, by accident?
No, I was like, take her and let us go.
You are awful. Oh, my lord. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I know. Duly noted. Wow.
Did they do anything?
No, it didn't do anything. They were just like...
That's so disappointing.
They were basically like, wow, you're really mature for someone of your
yeah,
age.
Really ballsy. Really ballsy.
And then they just kept playing with you afterwards.
Wow.
So they don't take Clarissa if you do that?
Well, they take her. Like, that's the you don't see her anymore after that.
Oh.
But dang, you still follow through with the plan of going down into the mine and everything.
Wow.
You are heartless.
Way to go. Way to go.
I did everything I could to save them.
Yes.
I mean, it's interesting because that's one of those points where you kind of got to talk yourself out of a sticky situation, which I'm really good at doing. So, yeah, I did a pretty good job. What did everybody else end up doing?
Yeah, same thing. Every option to say no, we're going to fight this and I'm going to save everyone. Same idea.
Did everybody go ahead, Chris. Sorry.
It was a difficult choice because what it ultimately came down to, like it does with so many of these types of games, is like, what would I do in real life and how do I want to roleplay this as myself as a person?
Right.
But I figured for this first playthrough, I just wanted to make the choices I would make, which would be to get everyone out alive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all or nothing.
The way I was looking at it, though, was Clarissa was already gone at that point. And every other chance when she was unpossessed, she was just an absolute jerk. So, I had already written her off halfway through the game anyway, because I'm like, well, she keeps showing up and then disappearing, so they already have her anyway, so... If they have their hooks that deep into her, then just take her and leave us alone.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it sound better.
It doesn't, but I mean, that's...
Yeah.
That's my reason.
I'm still
there.
Terrified.
You can't explain away the horror, Chris.
Did anybody do the Francis option? Mentioning Francis's name?
Yeah, I did.
And
oh, yeah.
I was so... Same time, psyched up and semi-terrified because I thought they're going to come down with a whole litany of questions now.
I know, me too.
Who's Francis?
Can I remember everything right?
I think Francis, you know what, I don't even know. I just guessed right. I think Francis is one of the people that you might read about in like one of
the things.
Oh yeah, he was a radio operator. He got that knowledge,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, you got to pay paying attention to the story, but I mean, it's one of those things that you can very easily miss.
Yes.
I'm like, well, I failed every test from this point back, and I successfully nailed the last one somehow.
Did anybody get the one in the house?
I did.
Where was the knot?
The knot was the picture on the second floor.
Yeah, that was the only one that I got.
Really?
Oh, that's the only one I missed.
I couldn't navigate my way around that upside-down world.
Really? Yeah. The only one you missed? I got the knot. I was like, that's obviously the picture.
I wow. only got the memory.
Yeah.
Which was portrait of the two people.
Yeah, the knot, to be fair, the knot was pure chance. Because at first I actually thought that she said a knob. Because I don't have, you know, the text on the screen.
Subtitles, exactly.
No thanks, that's for losers. And, you gotta listen, guys, you gotta listen. And
yeah, look what that did for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, But, you know, yeah, it was. I was like, okay, just run around until you find something to click on. So that's how it worked.
Yeah, not similar to Celtic Knot.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and I didn't like. Yeah. I don't like taking tests. It's a video game. Why are there tests?
Don't test me.
No. It was fine. But, yeah, well, I did not sacrifice anyone. I actually got everyone out. I don't know if
I did too.
Right, I know. Well, on the boat back, we can kind of go into the end here and talk about that a little bit, but on the way back, I had everyone with me and everyone seemed to be relatively normal.
Yes.
Same yep.
Here. I had everyone as well.
Except Clarissa.
No, I had Clarissa too. I don't know how that happened, but
she comes back on the boat.
She comes back on the boat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had Clarissa too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been great if your character goes, what the heck are you doing here?
Yeah.
I wonder what's up with that.
I think she actually did say that.
Kind of make up with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. She asked you, like, you know, do you want to spend time together? And you have a choice of saying no, or it's like, yeah, sure. Maybe we can do something.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing even if you say yeah. That. But I'm wondering why they even give you the option to sacrifice her if you see her anyway.
I know, yeah.
That's kind of dumb.
I know. That's why I was kind of confused when she was on the boat, because I'm like, didn't I get rid of you?
Why are you here? You could have thrown her overboard. Yeah. I mean, it would only be like a step below what you did before.
So. Yeah.
Damn you, Clarissa, how many times must I kill you?
Gosh. Well, what'd you guys think of the very end? I mean, with the whole glitchy...
The portrait.
Yeah, well, like, just it kind of glitching out and hearing the voice, like you hear in the beginning.
Slow down and everything.
So yeah. It's like everything is starting over again.
Yeah, just another big loop. I was so totally thrown off by that.
All right, so, yeah. So here's
wait,
my...
So everything I just did, here we go again?
Here's my theory. So now, when you go into... When you go into the cave through the mine shaft... And, like, the ghost or whatever appears and says, you know, you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what you're messing with. And then you tune to the triangle within the triangle, which then transports you to, like, their realm or whatever. And then they give you the option of just going through and, you know, leaving everything as is, and you can go back home. Or you can close the triangle and basically close the portal altogether. When you're doing that, they say, but if you close that, you'll be stuck in here with us, and you'll pretty much be stuck in a loop forever dying.
Oh.
So, what my theory is that what we were playing wasn't the first time that they were on that island doing all that stuff again. God.
Yep.
We're playing through the choices that we made that saved your friends.
Yes.
Getting a headache.
So it's basically Alex is stuck in this loop forever to constantly repeat.
You know what's interesting about that?
Everything.
I wonder if you go back and start over, if some of your choices that you made will reflect in the loop somehow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a new game plus type of thing.
Yeah, like if you were to go back and start over again, if like some of the things you... Yeah, I don't know. Because that's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
That's a really depressing.
Yeah.
Well, it certainly makes sense.
Yes. Kind of changes the viewpoint, though, if you think that, well, if this is a loop, then none of these choices matter. You can do whatever you want and see what's different.
Yeah, that's what the...
I don't like it.
Yeah, I know. I went to Steam, and there were more opinions on what the ending meant than there are theories on who shot JFK.
Wow.
And that was the consensus that Alex is stuck.
Oh.
Alex made the sacrifice, and she's stuck in that loop forever. So, like Stephanie said, that is a depressing ending.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of helps a little bit, because... The way that it ended just as far as, oh, they closed the portal and then they're on the boat, it felt a little anticlimactic. It just kind of seemed like it just went from
explosions
sort of important scene to, yeah, exactly. There was this, it felt like there should have been a little more resolution, but it's like, nope, we got it and we're going home. And like, that's kind of abrupt.
But yeah,
that theory actually kind of helps fill that in a bit.
Yeah, it definitely could be feasible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was tempted to do a plus one, but it just says game, and you're not real. Yeah, I was like, boy, you know, if it wasn't for the introduction being so long, I might try it. But
yeah,
no. It was late at night. I got finished off at like 11:30, and I'm like, okay.
Well, then it makes you wonder where the loop started originally. Like, did it start when Michael died? Perhaps? Yeah. Is there some kind of weird, like, you know, post-traumatic stress thing?
I think it starts when they get on the... I mean, her loop starts when they get on the island. It's just now her, you know, if you will, a sandbox for her to keep trying every possible... And for you, the game player, to try every possible combinations of responses to see, you know, is there any way possibly out of this?
Yeah, but okay, so let's take... Okay, so who got the ending where Michael lived, then?
I did.
So, does Michael end up on the boat with you?
Yep.
On the way back?
Him and Clarissa are together.
Him and Clarissa are together, so if it's a loop, and then the loop starts with him dead, when the heck does he die? You know what I mean? Like, where does the loop start?
Well, I mean, it could have just been
one of the
outcomes of the previous loop.
So there's more than one outcome, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think my brain's leaking out of my ears.
Yeah.
Something wet is dripping down my neck. Brain's all right.
Yeah, that's definitely a... that definitely made you scratch your head.
Yeah, I liked it, though. I did. I was definitely confused as all heck, but I was okay with it because it was that kind of game. You know, you weren't going to get all your questions answered. Any other final thoughts before we kind of wrap up and go make our rounds? All right. So, typically what we do is we go around starting at the top and going down the list and just kind of give a quick closing thought of the game overall and then rate the game out of 10. And we post the score on our Facebook page later tonight. So, and then we're going to talk about Undertale a little bit. So, why don't we start with Chris Clark?
Alrighty. I liked the game. I thought it was interesting and compelling, and I wasn't bored at any point. I just wanted to keep playing it. That said, it also wasn't like mind-blowingly amazing as compared to like To the Moon and even... I feel dumb forgetting the game. The one with Max and...
Life is Strange,
yeah. Those two were, I would consider, far above this. So I would give this a 7.5 out of 10, because it was good, but it wasn't great, and definitely wasn't bad. So I feel like 7.5, pretty averagely good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Interesting concept. Interesting story. Gameplay, you know, it was with the dialogue. If you had longer dialogue choices, it would have really improved the game. But a good game. It surprisingly, when I first started it, I was like, but I warmed up to it. So I give it a 7.5.
Cool.
Chris?
Okay, so I've played a lot of point-and-click adventure games in my years on this earth.
And that would explain the wrist problem, probably.
I always hated the story or the story. What's the word I'm looking for? Device of you finish the game, but you're constantly stuck in this loop forever to live it over and over and over and over again. This one I thoroughly enjoyed because it has sort of a bittersweet happy ending where you survive the island, you have a year to enjoy yourself, but then the island draws you back. Much like Lost, where you have to go back. But, and, you know, the other parallel with Lost, too, here is that it doesn't explain a whole lot, which,
yes.
You know, is I kind of like, because, mm-hmm. You know, yes, it's good to, like, know what everything is, but I think keeping stuff a mystery makes it even better, because then you think about it, and, like, you come up with these theories, and you can fight with people about what they thought it was and everything. The dialogue system I didn't really like too much. I wish there was just a few more seconds to make it a decision. The story and the art style and everything really, or the music and the art style and, you know, the story really drew me in, and I really liked this game. So, I'm gonna give it a 9.
Wow, 9.
Yeah.
I am kind of with Chris. I kind of, like that a lot of the stuff, you know, was kind of mysterious. I kind of found the game, you know, very spooky, with its, you know, possession areas and how they treated that with, like, the visuals of, like, the kind of staticky, you know, film sort of look to it, and there were a lot of things in it that I found really enjoyable. Again, with the whole dialogue thing, I do wish that you had just a little bit longer on things to choose, even though I think it kind of lends itself to a more natural conversation, realistically. I really love the dialogue. I loved the voice actors in it. I think that they did an excellent job. And the story. The story was very interesting. And going along with the other Chris, like, it's not an absolutely amazing game, but I did really enjoy it, and so I'm going to give it a 7.5 as well.
Okay, Mason.
Well, I actually really liked it. I thought that the way that the dialogue paces it and you're forced to just keep moving, even though you've got a short time to make a decision. And I really did like the voice acting, and I thought it felt very fun and just kind of upbeat. Even when they're getting, you know, upset or they're arguing, it was still really lively and it sounded really good. The music definitely was some of the best music I've heard in some video games. And I think the radio effect, just having other channels you can flip through as you're playing, I thought that really added a huge amount to the game, because you could just pop it out, flip to a channel, listen to a loop for a little bit, and then go back to the background music. I really like the creepy factor to it, because it's not too intense, and the little jump scares they put in there just to kind of bring the player in, because, you know, it takes up the whole screen. It's like, what's happening? And I think the idea that, you know, I could play this again and make a lot of different choices and see what the differences are, that's actually really appealing to me. So, and I want to go and find all the anomalies and find all the pages now. So. And I think that the way that they play out as characters, I think it's just believable enough that, you know, I don't think that they're all just cookie cutter teenagers or, you know, underpaid writers. I think it was done well.
Yeah.
And it had some different conventions to it. So I'll definitely give it, I give it an 8.5. I really liked it.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I mean, I agree with just about everything everybody said. I guess I fall somewhere in the middle with the whole dialogue concept, because I do agree with, like, I think it was Steph and Mason who said that it sort of was natural and free-flowing to just not have a lot of time. But I also agree with Frank and Stanton, where it's like, well, it's a game, and I was, you know, you might look down or zone out for a second. I kind of want to have a little more time. So, whatever. But it was a unique concept. I've never seen that done before. You always have too much time, or, you know, I guess now there's a new concept. So I'm okay with it. I think that
thematically, I'm blown away. I love the theme. It's very clever. I thought it was very innovative. I love the radio concept and the whole, like, how just how authentic it sounded when you were scrolling through the radio. And I mean, I wasn't super creeped out by the game. I think it was done tastefully, like Mason said. I think it was done well and wasn't over the top. And it was a nice, fresh taste, because normally you get all this, like, gratuitous violence or, you know, really dark stuff. And it was a nice mix. Brought me back to a lot of those classic adventure movies, you know, like The Goonies and or even, like, Lost, for example, like you said before. But, so, yeah, I really enjoyed it. I honestly, before you all came up with 7.5, I was kind of landing on a 7.5 just because I think there were definitely parts for me that dragged, and certainly I would have liked to see more of those, like, puzzles. Like, there was the radio puzzles where it was talking to you in riddle, and you had to figure out what it was. And I wanted to see more of that. I felt that that was kind of hands-on and kind of brought me into the game and implied the theme to what I was doing. So I really wish there was more of that. Other than that, I enjoyed it. I would probably play a sequel, you know, or see what else these people come up with. So I definitely give it a 7.5 as well.
All right.
Right. Great. Any other final thoughts before we talk a little bit about Undertale?
Just real quick. Just one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Franco.
Did anybody, like, I had to, at the end, is like, well, I found most of the notes. I really wanted to find out more about Anna. And that was the only thing I forgot to say when I was reviewing that. They sort of, same thing with Michael, they sort of throw these things at you and didn't fill it out.
Which one's Anna? The old lady?
Anna's Margaret's sister that was killed by the spirit.
Not her sister.
Who?
Well, I think it's... I don't know. Yeah, you might be right, Steph. I don't know. I think some people are conjecturing more than a sister.
Oh.
But why would... Oh, well, I mean, I might not have picked up anything. I mean, there were pictures, and I think that someone called her sister. I think they said her sister.
Maybe you're right. I have to look. Now I'm going to have to play it again.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have conjectured that it was her sister. But I'm pretty sure that they say that Anna's her sister.
Okay.
Interesting.
But if not, then if I just misheard something because I didn't have the subtitles on...
makes a difference.
Then, yeah. No.
Oh, good. Cool. All right,
So were you asking, Frank, if anyone else found out anything else about Anna?
Well, yeah, and I wanted to know more about Anna just from playing the game.
Yeah.
Especially when you do the Morse codes.
I'll have to watch that. All right, go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say, so for Undertale, has everybody got it yet?
Yep.
Not yet.
Point?
Not yep, yet. Got it.
Yeah, 10 bucks on Steam.
Oh, it's only on Steam, that's right.
Yeah, so are you guys going to be able to do that with all of us, or?
I think so.
All right, cool.
We're doing that one, aren't we? Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you guys... Okay, cool. All right, so... basically, it's a little bit hard to be specific about where this... Yeah, this game is probably one of the most bizarre games I've ever played in my life. But it's oddly fun and kind of intriguing. So, play for about 2 hours, okay? So about 2 hours in, you're going to get to a point... There's save points throughout the game, so you can... very explicitly find them and save. There's a part where I wrote this down. Let me just pull up my notes here real quick so I don't tell you the wrong thing. Okay, it's going to sound really weird when I describe this, but just have an open mind, okay? There's a part where there's some cheese stuck in a pink crystal.
Okay?
I know.
I love it.
What are you getting us into?
I know. There's a character. Okay, so here's another thing. There's a character in the game called Undyne. He's the villain, or one of the villains. I don't know too much about it yet, but after your first encounter with him, he kind of... I'm just giving you a little bit of context and not giving away any spoilers. There's a part where he kind of chases you and he's like hucking spears at you. After that encounter, you'll run into the cheese, and there's a save point right at the cheese.
Great.
Okay.
So save at the pink cheese.
Save at the pink cheese.
That was right there. Save at the pink cheese.
Yes. Everyone should save at the pink cheese.
I was sitting here, and I'm like, how am I going to tell people where to end it? Thank goodness there was actually something that was, like, landmarkish, you know? Just so happens it's a freaking fossilized piece of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever. It's a it's an interesting game.
I have some of them in my fridge. Fossilized cheese.
Nice. Alright, well, if there's any questions...
thank you, Mason.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks, Mason.
Yeah, I was curious, too.
Maybe I heard them say, like, her last name and just thought it was sister. Again, no subtitles.
Well, now you live in
your learning. Yes, but now I know. Yeah. Now I know.
You're missing so much.
That's okay.
Cool. Well, thanks everyone for joining us. Good chat.
And, yes, thanks for picking this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good, man. We got some good ones coming down the pike, too. I think, just so you guys can kind of, we mentioned this last week, but just FYI, we're going to probably do Undertale for 2 weeks, so the 12th and the 19th, and then the 26th we're off. Mm-hmm. So we'll reconvene with a new game on May 3rd. Fair enough. So keep that in mind. Yep. All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right, guys. All right. Adios. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.